Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium. And opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Tuned in to Black Talk Radio News. My name is Scotty Reed. I'm broadcasting from behind the enemy lines of USA Inc. And as I sit here behind this microphone on this date, July 19, 2016, on this Tuesday afternoon, it is a sad, sad day among many a sad days behind these enemy lines. And I mean, that's really evident today with The Hill, the Washington, D.C., one of their major papers, The Hill. That's why it's called The Hill. I think they even use Congress building, whatever the name of the building, their monument up there is called, is used in their logo for their website. But The Hill published an op-ed piece from, I don't even want to acknowledge this man as a sheriff, but he's known as Sheriff David Clark, who during the rest of this program I will refer to as simply David Clark, an enemy of the people. And that's a bold statement, but when you look at the bold call for violence against my children personally, because he's talking about our children. If you have any child who participated in many of these nonviolent demonstrations after police have killed someone, especially if it gets out if they were unarmed, or if the prosecutor does bring charges, a judge lets them walk, as we saw in all of the cases concerning the police officers involved in the death of Freddie Gray in Baltimore. Or a case of jury nullification like was done in Charlotte, North Carolina, which is the largest city here in North Carolina. Act of jury nullification, where the jury just, despite the evidence, refused to convict that officer who gunned down Jonathan Farrell, unarmed Jonathan Farrell. So, you know, it's just sad, though, that elected official gets to make threats against these children and college students. That's all they're protesting against, those things I just named. That's all they're doing. All my daughter and one of her friends did was drive from our little place here in the country to Charlotte to, you know, unite with other people who thought it was an injustice was done. Even watched her make a sign and all of that, and went and participated. Then, you know, even people on the internet want to accuse, you know, BLM, Black Lives Matter, the movement, of being funded by George Soros. There's no evidence of that. But like my daughter said, my daughter drove to Charlotte, paid for parking, so her car wouldn't be towed, and it cost her more money, or, you know, something like that occurs. We know how police like to write tickets, and tow truck companies make a lot of money, so she paid for her parking to participate in this protest, right? Held up her sign, was there about 2 hours, and came back home. And for that, David Clark is accusing my daughter and her friends and many of the hundreds of thousands of people who have attended these demonstrations, mostly peaceful. And nobody can control the individuals. How do we know that they weren't paid to set something on fire or whatnot? It could have been just genuine anger, since, you know, you firebomb people's homes and what have you every day in the drug war and other, we look throughout history. It's just, I'm just going to be direct. There's going to be no tongue biting. And if any men out there and women out there who are just as outraged by this man's comments and by The Hill, this major publication, allowing this man to publish an article titled, what's the title of this article, where he calls for open violence. He says that they are the enemy. In this article, he talks about there's a civil war. And we talked about civil war, for full disclosure, on this station, particularly concerning 21st century slavery and human trafficking, and how the civil war that was fighting in the mid, 1860s, how that didn't abolish slavery because Lincoln was a lying lawyer from Illinois. And so we talked about, in terms of abolishing slavery and removing that loophole and getting rid of all these private prison plantations and what have you, no more trading of human bodies on the internet. On the stock exchange, which you can do over the internet. Open investing in slavery. Come on. And it's legalized by a loophole in the 13th Amendment, but people want to talk about the Constitution, but they don't really know what's in the Constitution. This has, it has to end. And when this man calls for violence on my children, how am I supposed to take that as a veteran who spent 6 years in the United States Army, who spent, 7-8 months since I went on advance party in the Gulf War to set up the communications network, I think the person who decided to engage in counter violence, the veteran who engaged in counter violence in Baton Rouge, was an Afghanistan vet. I think he was a Marine. The brother who was I think he was an Iraqi vet. Not sure, might have also been an Afghanistan vet, who decided to engage in counter violence in Dallas. You provoking stuff like that to happen, but as veterans, as any veteran out there, you took an oath. Where does it say in the Constitution that people cannot gather? Many of these protests have been permitted, meaning that they wouldn't file for a permit. These are organized political events, and for this man to have, for 2 years I have observed him suggest attacks on BLM, saying that if they come to your town, push them out because they ain't nothing but scum. That's on the record. That's on video. We published it on this website. You probably could put his name in here and find out a whole lot of stuff he done said. But this is the culmination of it. It has come to the head. And then he gave a speech at the RNC convention in Cleveland last night. Got a piece declaring war on certain segments of black people, want to try to divide black people because he's black or classified as black. But he operates like a racist white supremacist. So black people can in fact practice racism against other black people, and they will be fully empowered. And some of them know this, and they go the extra mile, and he has crossed the line. He has declared war. And we, I don't know, please take the opportunity to read it. Don't just take my words for it. That's why we source the stuff in the promos that we put together for our programs. You know, most of the hosts, I can't say that about all of them, but, you know, the ones that I help produce do, we provide these links for you. So don't take it from us. Go read it for yourself. And it's time out. And this ain't, we don't even need to classify this in racial terms. We can say these are American citizens. That's what the corporation, you know, classifies them as. So here we have a public official elected, no doubt, in Wisconsin, a state totally controlled by the private prison lobbyists. In, sitting up a threatening American citizens for engaging in a political process. By the way, the U.S. Constitution and state constitution says it's permitted. How does this fly? How is this man not been arrested? Why hasn't the FBI or the Department of Justice opened up an investigation in David Clark already since we could go back 2 years? And is there, in fact, an investigation? You know, we've been talking about the white supremacist infiltration of law enforcement report issued by the FBI in 2006. What do we call David Clark, man? Because he's the ultimate gold skin. Let's use day terms. What are gold skins? Well, gold skins are the racist white people who don't get tattoos of Thor and, you know, all this kind of stuff. This white supremacist you know, symbols and what have you. You know, they have them in databases. You know, people, y'all should look up these tattoos, especially you black cops, so you can see the tattoo on the dude when he put it on his shirt. And you see he a white supremacist. Now, what you going to do about that? The FBI already put out this report. But what is David Clark, though? Now, yeah, he got a white parent, and he is definitely functioning like he's a white man. And he's been afforded all the privileges as a white man. But when we look at him, we see all that melanin. But be not confused. This man is practicing racism of the worst kind. This man is actually, you know, in a, when white people or civil war has been engaged on this soil, especially the Confederates against the Union soldiers, when they caught melanated Union soldiers, they just wiped them out. Been reading some of that, you know, history and what have you, come across it and how they were just slaughtering them. So that's what he talking about when he talking about a civil war, and he talking about these certain kind of black people. You know, he's like, well, I think he actually did call for their extermination. I think he did say in the past that they should be exterminated when he called them scum. So come on, y'all. I'm not playing any games. People are getting arrested every day. Just read about a dude who put on Facebook. I remember when the cop was killed, the two cops was killed in NYPD. White boy put on his Facebook, he said, put wings on pigs. They arrested him. Prosecuted him. I don't know the outcome of the case. I remember that, though. I don't even remember his name, but I remember the cases. They just arrested a black person on Facebook. Non-codified, ain't codified whatsoever. If you don't have a good handle on English, especially writing English, then you need to keep certain thoughts to yourself, because you don't know how to express them without getting your ass locked up. But so he, you know, didn't write a whole bunch, but wrote about a sentence or two about killing cops, and he's in prison. I mean, they've arrested him and what have you. I read in South Carolina, you had a fire, a person worked for the fire department, city fire department, county fire department, and the actual department he worked at was in a quote unquote black community, but This is an American community. These are Americans. And he puts on Facebook because they engaged in non-permitted protests, peaceful, but it wasn't permitted, and they was willing to risk to go to jail and pay the fines and the bail to get out of jail. They willing to take that risk to make a political statement, so they blocked the interstate. I think it was Interstate 80-something, and it wasn't 85, but it was 81 or 82. They probably meant I-85. It was probably a misprint. But anyway, they blocked it. Yeah, I actually shared some of the video of them blocking it. You know, Americans of all different so-called classifications. Mainly melanated, but, you know, there was about a third of them that was lacking some melanin. And they blocked the interstate. And this firefighter says, oh, they better be gone when I get off of work, because if I be the first one there, I'm running them over. And then after he said that, he said some more. See, he white supremacist who ain't codified. So they fired him. So how does David Clark, I know he's an elected official, but what's going on in this particular county in Wisconsin? I know it's tough because we got a listener, you know, who chimes in from time to time, who lives in that area. And the last time he spoke, he was under tremendous stress from the system and the just so-called, we'll just call it the injustice system, use an accurate term, what they call the justice system. And plus, I've been reading, we've been reporting on this station, particularly on New Abolitionist Radio on Wednesday nights at 8 o'clock Eastern. We've been reporting the stress that melanated people, melanated Americans are under in his county. I think they got the highest per capita for, you know, all the disproportionate rates, and, you know, they figure it into. And it's bad for black people in that county in Wisconsin with a Democrat and a melanated, we'll call him an African American, because, yeah, I think that term in a negative sense, with the negative definition to it, he's an African American. He doesn't know his roots. He doesn't know who he is. He practices injustice. He's very confused. But he's even gone farther than what we know. Even killers, you know, like Hillary Clinton wouldn't just come out and straight up and say, hey, you got to find out about it in a secret email, you know, because of some hackers, which we'll talk about later as some news, a news report, because new emails are out. It's showing that the DNC, along with CNN, colluded to rig the nomination process of the Democrats. So if y'all donated money to any candidate, it doesn't matter who. You donated it to, whether you donated it to Clinton, whether you donated it to some of the other people that was in the race, whether you donated it to Sanders, you need to think about filing a lawsuit, a class action one already been filed, suing the DNC for violating its own rules in the rig process. And people then gave, how much money they gave? They probably billions in total. And it was all rigged. This is very serious, but let me not get to that later. But David Clark has also been listed in a hate watch section of the Southern Poverty Law Center. Now, I don't look to the SPLC as to be the authority and the end-all, be-all of hate in America, because I have problems with some of their definitions or their interpretation of black nationalism, and while talking about the Nation of Islam and its beliefs in the 60s, or when, you know, was under primarily the leadership of Elijah Muhammad, but now still trying to say it's a racist hate, you know, religion or a group, and you're ignoring the fact that there is photographic evidence. There have been articles written about the NOI's economic business partnership, whatever they calling it, with Scientology, where they offer these courses in Dianetics, I think it's called, or something like that. And there are white people in these mosques giving these classes. And I think I seen some white people that were Muslims attending these mosques. So to ignore, recent history and to still label an organization like that as a racist hate group just because they point out the racist hate of certain groups, you know, that's just wrong. That's intellectual dishonesty. And it's bad, bad journalism if you're trying to call yourself journalist. But they are correct, and I do agree with them listing David Clark in their hate watch section about past comments and putting out false information about BLM. So again, we got ordinary citizens being arrested for threatening cops and calling for violence against cops on social media, and again, you know, some officials have been fired. I don't recall any prosecutions for communicating the threats, because I got arrested for that. I really did and I told the truth on the stand. I told that person if they didn't quit bothering me and my children that I'd kill them. I admitted it on the stand. I was found guilty. I admitted it on the stand. But then the judge, having that power to reverse a conviction or wipe it from my record or whatever, overturn his own conviction, you know, when he saw the so-called defendants get up in my face, cheese, and invade my personal space trying to provoke me, yeah, he called them out right there at the trial seat. That's what justice looks like. You know what I'm saying? And called them out and called the prosecutor out for even bringing charges against me and saying this was, you know, both sides, you know, had a role to play in this. But, you know, I did admit to killing them because I was under oath. I'm not Hillary Clinton. I don't lie, even though the FBI failed to put her under oath. But, that's another story. But I told the truth. But how is David Clark not arrested for communicating the threats? Is he above the law like Hillary Clinton? I know they on opposite, so-called opposite sides of the spectrum, because it's all political theater and game. Again, the hacker, Guccifer 2, new documents released showing the whole Democratic nomination process was rigged. And there was some commotion on the RNC as they tried to wrongly deprive Donald Trump of you know, denomination. I don't like Donald Trump. He's a racist hater too, as far as I'm concerned, who has shown, and it is documented, that he's practicing racism, you know, all throughout his life and career. I don't care how many black people he hired to, you know, be around him and work for him and all of that, you know. But, you know, Hillary Clinton, I don't see the difference. The Democrats, I don't see the difference, but he won that nomination fair and square, as they say. Let him be the representative of that party. We don't need no codified white supremacists like John McCain or Marco Rubio. Yes, he white. Don't be fooled by the last name. He's, one of them Spaniards, European descent. Not one of the victims. We want our races to be open and out front. Good job, Donald Trump. Go keep being you. But David Clark has broken the law. He has issued a threat against American citizens, and I'm just outraged that I'm the only one that's taking this serious. This is an open threat against my children. Like, my daughter was upset about the killing of the brother Castillo, Philando Castillo. I think that was up north, and where was that? Milwaukee, somewhere around there. So many victims, hard to keep up with all the details. But she was mad, man. She wanted to drive to work with BLM on her back window, and I had to convince her that wasn't a good idea, because see, we got David Clark out here calling for attacks on any and everybody associated with Black Lives Matter. Well, that is all black people, whether you donate to them or not. In the racist police officer's mind, the white supremacist who has infiltrated law enforcement, according to the FBI, He see all black people the same, and y'all know what he how he see y'all. I'm not gonna use that word. I will censor myself on that one. But yeah, it's serious out there on the battlefield. So don't accuse me of being an extremist or an alarmist or a conspiracy theorist, as they tried to say about, you know, the veteran who was killed in Baton Rouge. So I had to say it was a conspiracy theory. He was totally lucid in his videos. And even though both of these men, both of these veterans who gave their lives for a cause they believed in, said one of them, you know, and the police admitted that the Black Lives Matter didn't have nothing to do with it. The brother even tried to write RGB, which, you know, that's just a saying. Red, black, and green. That represents the flag. Marcus Garvey suggested that black people fly to show unity, since the red, white, and blue and the stars and all them bars, and still practicing racism as it was founded. So this be our flag. We'll unite around this. And people want to try to equate that now. Look at people who wearing red, black, and green, like y'all was saying, oh, if you in California, you red and red, you in a gang. If you in blue, you know what I'm saying? You basically, gang is code for terrorists. They calling us terrorists. But he wrote RB, didn't get the G in. Wasn't lack for trying or effort. But he said nobody was doing this. And I think this, listen, let me bring this up, because I haven't stated this. I haven't put this out there to no one. From what I read, if the police are giving us his accurate last words, he said he was frustrated by BLM. And nobody really talks about that part. Why would he say he was frustrated by BLM? Because there's a lot of people complaining and saying nonviolence don't work, it don't never work, and all this and that. So how you going to blame that on the people that's engaged in nonviolence? That's all BLM has ever promoted. Check the record. Anybody tell you different, they lying. They can't provide you a source, or it goes to one of those web satire websites. But these men told you, the Baton Rouge veteran, fallen veteran, said, you know, in his what turned out to be his confession to about what he was about to do. If I do anything y'all hear about me, don't associate with me with nobody, because they and he talking about the media, because he was into media. He understood media as a weapon of warfare. Don't blame this on nobody else. Don't go targeting nobody else. Don't say it's ISIS so you can justify, you know, overthrowing countries like Libya or increasing bombings in Syria to complete your overthrow of that secular government using terrorists like you did in Libya. But that's another story. He said, don't associate me with nobody in Africa that I might have met with on when I was doing my spiritual pilgrimage. See, you prepare for death, man. He said, this is me. I'm an alpha male. I'm an alpha dog. And I speak for myself. And my actions are on me. Two of these men have said this, but yet this man, David Clark, up there in Wisconsin, gets to be given CNN's platform, Fox News platform, all these papers in publications online, all across international. And In the Hill, the major paper in Washington, D.C., for political news, and he's given an op-ed piece talking about this is a civil war. And BLM is the enemy. Now I'm having problems reaching their page. Make sure everything else working. Yeah, everything else. I just clicked on the link. Look like it's gone. Let me see if I can. I'll pull it up for you. It's published on our Facebook page. I may have made a mistake, but let me read this title. And then I'm going to take a break, and then I'm going to hit the phone calls. Let me get that number out, 641-715-3660. Participant code 549-032 pound. Hit *6 and 1 to comment on air. How do you feel about David Clark threatening your children? Have your children nonviolently participated in demonstrations against police terrorism and violence after a person who the evidence would suggest was unjustly killed in an extrajudicial murder, and they never got their day in court and had a day at the morgue, you know, and your children didn't like it, and they, you know, we want to teach them to be responsible and to participate. That is a form of participation that people have engaged in for hundreds of years if you read history. Agitation, agitation, agitation. Frederick Douglass said the man that depreciates agitation is a man who wants crops without plowing up the ground. They don't want the thunder with the rain. So I disagree about anything being outdated, and nobody should be getting mad at BLM for nonviolently pressing these issues and agitating for an end of this aspect of slavery, which policing is. It's slavery, slave catching. So, I mean, how you feel? How do you feel? Give us a call. Don't be shy. Just be codified. Don't be one of those that you know, because they can find you on the internet, all of that, telephone numbers. I don't have no control over that, you know. Their surveillance is so wide. You don't have to tell me your name. That's why I don't even ask for names. But don't say something stupid to where then they digging through my records and trying to locate you. Because I do the same when racists hit our websites and our communications and issue threats, and I show them a picture of their house in the email. So anyway, on the other side, you can share your comments. Let me finish the get a number out again. 641-715-3660. Participant code 549-032 pound. Hit *6 and 1 if you would like to comment. The studio line, let me double check, make sure that's open. 704-951-5030. Send us a friend request on Skype at Black Talk Radio Network. You can connect with us that way. So I'm going to take a break, and then we'll come back, and I will find that article, and I will read it to you. This is an open call for war against children in this land, and he's acting like Hitler. He's imitating Hitler. He wants to be a Hitler, and he's calling it specifically against people based on race. How is this man not being charged by the U.S. Attorney's Office over that part of Wisconsin? These whys and whatnot are rhetorical, just so you know. But why? Think about it. We talking about critical thinking. Why is this man allowed to blatantly make open threats and cause others to attack people associated with Black Lives Matter? You want to automatically assume that is because people are under that banner, or you attending events organized and sponsored by BLM are all Black victims? No, they're white too. I would hold him responsible, David Clark of Wisconsin, running for re-election, so-called sheriff. I'm sorry, I lost my train of thought. I am serious about this. I'm dead serious. David Clark, if you listening, I know the NYPD listen, because we've been quoted, I would say. Who knows what he'd be talking about, me, Max, or Yohannan on New Abolitionist Radio. But he told, the cadets, they see us as slave catchers. Everything bad happened to the Black community, the police. So we know he listening. So y'all pass this message around to David Clark. I, for one, I can't speak for others. Do not take your threats against my children lightly. And I'll leave it at that. You're listening to Black Talk Radio News. We'll be back on the other side.
The Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium.
You are tuned in to Black Talk Radio, new black media for the new millennium.
Sincere inquiry. Don't let the church shoes fool you, man. All right? You know what I mean?
Right, we know what he means. Sincere Inquiry. Check him out at sincereinquiry.com. Don't let them church shoes fool ya. All right, go check out them beat tapes. All right, you are listening to Black Talk Radio News. Again, my name is Scotty Reed, and we most indeed are behind enemy lines when we have elected officials carrying guns and in charge of people with guns issuing threats and calls for a civil war against children. This is a problem. How is this not an outrage? And then even, you know, undermining, not that I want to be taken up for CEO Obama, but then just lying on Obama in terms of it. Black Lives Matter been cost, Black Lives Matter been meeting. People say they ain't doing nothing, but the president been meeting with the president or the CEO of USA Inc. with law enforcement officials. Heck, the Dallas march, and that's all it was planned by the police department with the help of Black Lives Matter, or we could say Black Lives Matter accepted the Dallas police input in the planning of that march. So how then can David Clark get away with saying, and people give him access to a microphone and camera to tell millions of people that Black Lives Matter is connected to the shooting of those police officers? Again, the man said, David Brown, the police chief, said, there's no evidence. This came out within days. No evidence linking. We planned the march with them. And David Clark gets to be on Fox News. Nobody's challenging him, but merely encouraging it. Well, I'm challenging him and saying a line has been crossed. This is the kind of stuff that causes Baton Rouge, causes Dallas, where individuals engage in emergency compensatory action. They just can't take the hypocrisy no more. They can't see the innocents gunned down in the streets like that anymore. And it's pretty interesting that the last three have all been most of them have been veterans. One of them worked for LAPD, and nobody wants to talk about them and you know, just want to act like they were villains, were criminals and whatnot, when it seems to me they was holding to their oaths. to the protect and defend for all citizens, all Americans. But they see the racism and all of this carnage out here in the street, and people want to come up with silly excuses for police state murder by saying, well, what about black on black crime? What about it? What criminals do, regardless of their melanation levels, cause a lot of crime, but it's all, you know, been going down where I live, where it's predominantly white, and the FBI statistics show all violent crime is down. Now, if any ticks are going up, those are in burglaries and stuff, cause y'all done cut so many of these folks up here off of food stamps. I blame Republicans and President Obama for that SNAP cut, food program cut, for this old white man up the road from me getting attacked and almost beaten to death in a burglary by a poor white person who couldn't get access to food. I blame y'all for that. And I blame all of y'all that are sitting up here allowing David Clark to declare U.S. Civil War on BLM. Again, let me remind you where I live in the Deep South in North Carolina, a state historically known for the most card-carrying KK members in history. This is where Dylann Roof was looking for safe ground when they caught him just outside Gaston County. So, you know, don't think these people won't act. There have been shootings, and I reported this on my network, all right, that some people ain't gonna tolerate this, especially, you know, veterans or those brought up with self-respect and know the history of using the gun to protect themselves and who believe in that. Yeah, y'all want to portray them as terrorists, but then you have to ignore the tyranny that is being visited upon them. But we had some of these flag waving racist crackers roll up on chase some black kids. I told, reported on it here, it wasn't national. Chase black teenagers from Walmart, all these white men in their trucks and their girlfriends, and yelling like a lynch mob, and these children scared having to run. And then the police investigating, oh, we can't prove a crime was committed. There was no intent, like they said about Hillary. There was no intent to terrorize these little black kids by revving up your engine and following them no matter where they go and yelling at them and obscenities and all. Oh, there was no intent to stalk, to gang stalk, to whatever. So then, about 2 weeks later, a dude in a Jeep had a passenger with him, probably junk, let's go fuck with the niggers, and I'm keeping it real, rolled up in a black community in the city of Gastonia, North Carolina, which is in Gaston County, waving a damn flag and yelling and stuff like that, and that Jeep got shot up. This is self-defense. People are not tolerating that. It don't ain't a matter of me justifying it or condemning it or condoning it or whatnot. Look, we live in the most violent place on the face of the planet. It is openly promoted over the corporate airways. McDonald's will sponsor it. Walmart will sponsor it on your radio station, on your TV screen, and on the so-called silver screen. The Pentagon probably gave 40% of the budget to make American Sniper and all these other military films, where lots of people get killed and Americans are portrayed as heroes and whatnot. But then when those American heroes come back and they see an injustice and they see the system is broken and there's no accountability, they do what they was trained to do. Now all of a sudden they're criminals and they're villains and they're this and they're that, and there's pressure put on you to fall in line and condemn these attacks and whatnot. Well, where is the condemnation except from me for David Clark? I'm sorry to go on that rant like that. Let's go to area code 561. Thanks for hanging on. Go ahead with your question or comment. 561, you got something to say? Your mic is open. All right, that's why you hit star 6. Maybe you're in a place you can't talk.
Q&A queue is cleared.
But you can try star 6 and 1 again if you change your mind or you get to a place that you can speak. But I'm not on here to play games. I'm not on here to play word games with you. War is serious. I'm a decorated veteran of the Gulf War. Lots of my family members are veterans. Lots of my schoolmates are veterans of different melanation. Don't think we all, you know, are dividing ourselves based on race or classifications came made up by our racist system. But if we embrace our blackness or our culture or whatever, that is our choice. There's no reason for terrorism. So let me go to the article. I found I wanted to go to the source, but there I did find an article I shared about what David Clark declaring war on us. I got some other related news to show further that he's a liar. Keep in mind, the Dallas police worked with BLM to plan that peaceful demonstration, that peaceful march, when a U.S. veteran disenfranchised felt equality and liberty and freedom wasn't being done and justice wasn't being done, and he made a personal decision to do what he did. How many decisions have President Obama, we got Trump and Clinton running now to get, you know, the legal authority to decide who lives and dies? Who gave them that authority? Did you get them authority to create a kill list? And to have total disregard for civilian casualties and all of that? So let me see. Here it is on the Hill. Let's get to that one. I had to jump the link. Let me go ahead and post this to... No, I think I had the right link, but let me post this to Black Talk Radio Network. Again, let's go straight to the source, The Hill. Remember that name. This is a major political, so-called prestigious publication based in Washington, D.C., who has given a terrorist a platform to declare civil war on children, unarmed children, and college students, and spewing all kind of lies in the face of the actual conclusions of the investigations about who is responsible. So again, don't come at me no kind of way trying to justify what he said. Don't ask me no damn dumb questions about, well, do police lives matter? That ain't what we talking about here. No trying to sidetrack us. We talking about a public official who has declared war on a certain segment of the American population, American citizens who are children, who have done nothing but exercise their state constitutional rights and their United States constitutional right, freedom to assemble, freedom to file grievances, freedoms to do all of that. And because you don't like it, again, demonstrations have been going on since the very first one, started by the melanated man known as Crispus Attucks, who said it is wrong for British soldiers to be beating up on teenagers, and are we men or are we freaking cowards, and we gonna go stand up to these soldiers. And so they went to confront them, and then the soldiers killed them, and then the so-called founding fathers even defended these British soldiers in the murder trial and got them off. And they the so-called founding fathers, but those were the martyrs in the Boston Massacre, the first casualties that led to the American Revolution. This is the history they don't teach. This is the history they don't expect you to know. So I can out-American the so-called African-American, the so-called just American, whatever your classification is. I can out-patriot your ass all day long and be real about it. But this won't do. This open threat on children will not through. Just the title alone, unless The Hill wants to take responsibility for this title. But they still are guilty because they gave him a platform. This is a war, and Black Lives Matter is the Enemy by Sheriff David Clark. That statement alone is a call to arms against my children, her friends, the children in my community, American children who have a problem with how things are being run in this country in terms of policing, in terms of the justice system, in terms of private prisons, in terms of slavery, a whole list of things. And they're doing it nonviolently, things we encourage, and this man wants to get up and tell lies. Fox News wants to get this man, damn, you would think he's being paid. Somebody need to investigate him. Is he a paid Fox News contributor as a holder of elected public office? How the heck does that work? Because he sure spend a whole lot of time on Fox News, CNN too, putting out this inflammatory stuff. Damn, I don't see them bringing those so-called ISIS members in, piping them in from Afghanistan or Syria or wherever, whatever secret location in the world the CIA want to hook them up with. But I don't hear them being given access to these platforms, being allowed to spew whatever their ideology is, whatever lies or so-called lies they want to tell about you. You know what I'm saying? But this man is allowed to do this? I did not serve in the United States military for this. My cousins did not serve in the United States military for this. My uncles did not serve in the United States military for this, and they were forced to through the draft under coercion. And they could have went, but like my dad said, if he would have resisted, and matter of fact, my dad volunteered to go so they wouldn't take his baby brother by force, because they were going to take my Uncle Herman, who's deceased now. So, you know, in every war going back, even to the Revolutionary War, and how these so-called founding fathers betrayed one-third of the Continental Army because they had too much melanin and started practicing racism just like they was in certain colonies, like where Washington was from. So I know the history. I know my personal family history. I know the history of this region. I know the history of this state. I know the history of this corporation. I know the history of the world. So I'm tired of this. I'm not some ignorant, unread, rambling black person on the internet. I'm a person, if I wanted to play that role, I could out David Clark. Meaning that I could play the proxy racist to the damn fullest, claiming my heritage in the American Revolution with an ancestor who helped fund it, sent two sons to fight in it. I could, man, but no. I know what came of the Revolutionary War was not justice. It did not produce justice. So it was failed. Just like the Civil War was failed, as Mr. David Clark wants to declare that there's a civil war and Black Lives Matter is the enemy. No, you focusing on children. Let me read what this dude said. All right, this terrorist. This is a war, and Black Lives Matter is the enemy. Americans watching the news of the murders of police officers in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, are observing a civil war unfold within our borders, a war between rule of law and anarchy seeking hate. Listen, we already living in anarchy when people, prosecutors bring cases where they have video evidence in hand. I'm talking about the Anita Alvarez's who sit on and suppress the video of killer cops gunning down people. But even when the ones who do bring charges, the system works to acquit them. The police unions give them unlimited resources, everything stacked in their favor to get off. And they do get off. And then the racist ghost skins in the jury pools mucking it up, So there is no rule of law. What law? Unless you talking about the law of white supremacy, because you ain't talking about no laws concerning justice. So we, for many people, I would say the majority of people, we already living in anarchy when a Secretary of State could commit serious crimes against the state through mishandling a secret intelligence. Remember, I got a military background. And then the Department of Justice, Loretta Lynch, the Attorney General, gives her a free pass and then refuses in Congress to answer the question whether or not it's a crime to lie under oath to Congress, refuses to say if it is a crime for a person who has a clearance, like I did, two different levels, secret when it was non-wartime and got top secret when it was wartime in the Gulf War. If it will be a crime for me to, like, say I sent documents, secret, whatever the classification, documents to my wife back home because she want to know what I'm working on. No, you know, no intent to sell it to the Chinese or anything like that. But just because I want to look like I'm important or whatnot and I'm saving this stuff, just ignorant. Like, they want us to think Hillary Clinton was, but no, she wasn't. She wasn't ignorant. Remember, you know, her strong suit is supposed to be experience. But the long story short is, there was the majority of American people know that rule of law did not prevail in that situation, and that many people have been prosecuted for what she did and were stripped of their security clearances, given the probation, if not put in jail, made to pay, choose fine. So there is no rule of law. We already have anarchy, and it's been that way for a long time. Now it is out there in everybody's face, and it's undeniable to see it, for anyone to say they don't see it. So he goes on, the murders in Baton Rouge and before them, Dallas, were not acts of domestic terrorism, but guerrilla urban warfare against the police. I agree. Who represent law and order? I disagree. Against the Constitution and against the American way. Again, he's going to start, but he will deny black children, white children, Hispanic children, Asian children their right to come together and have demonstrations against police brutality, violence, and murder. Oh, nothing about that constitutional right. And he's supposed to protect it, like the police said in Dallas. They were there to protect the citizens. So how is this rogue damn terrorist allowed to be issuing these threats, given a platform? You know what I'm saying? If I gave Al-Qaeda, if I hooked up, even though I'm a journalist, an independent journalist, a civilian journalist, and I don't work for anybody, but I do the work for the people. If I was to hook up with somebody in Pakistan, let's say, that's in so-called ISIS or Al-Qaeda or any of the other names of the groups they put on terrorist list, because I just want to hear your side. I want to give you an opportunity to tell the American people what your beef is with them or with the American government or what's the deal. Man, they would arrest me and charge me for giving material support to terrorism. And that is what the Hill has done. That is what CNN has done. That is what Fox News has been doing for over 2 years. Given a terrorist. He's the terrorist. And yes, it is urban warfare. Many of these veterans trained for that. The police, the men and women whom I, as the sheriff of Milwaukee County, asked to put their lives on the line or on the front lines of this war. Look, ain't nobody asked you to put your damn life on the line. I ain't never asked anybody in my family, and y'all keep it real. If you have to, then call me and let me know. I ain't never asked nobody. Anybody asked me to join the damn military. Ain't nobody asked me nothing. They run programming for that. They have recruiting programs for that. Well, nobody asked these people to become cops or prison guards or soldiers, or nobody asked me. I did it for the college money. And then came to an awakening of what I really was upon. But anyway, the police and nobody asked them to put their lives on the line. Just like nobody asked garbage men to put their lives on the line. Their jobs are more dangerous or many people who work on assembly lines as factory workers and whatnot, or in the out there cutting lumber and whatnot. They have higher death rates than cops. Now, you know, yeah, I would agree these recent targetings of police were seem to be a political statement, according to what I can base off of what we can attribute or what's out there attributed to these men. There was not any attacks against the people put are on the front lines of this war. What war? The war on drugs, the war on nonviolent drug addicts, nonviolent drug, you know, entrepreneurs who sell it. What war are he talking about? What war? Who's declared war on who? The government is the only one that has the power to declare war. I don't see anybody's army out there except for law enforcement, the domestic army. I don't see anybody's army out there. And then to blame criminals, drug cartels that the government has been documented to have been helping to smuggle drugs and guns. Police officers as well, busted down there in Miami, Florida. We report this stuff on New Abolitionist Radio. That's why you won't see me on Fox News. This is why you won't see me on MSNBC. This is why you won't see me on ABC News tonight. Not even for 5 minutes, not even for 5 seconds. Because they know people on this network is informed. And we're not going to play them games. It is time to come to the aid of our police, our frontline soldiers, by calling this war and not terrorism. Avoiding the truth through wordsmithing, the false narrative of the lone wolf, is contemptible. It's more innocent as more innocent officers perish while our politicians hem and haw. Listen, if I'd have been killed in uniform, for which I was drawing a paycheck and other benefits from, I was not innocent. I was trying to enforce somebody's agenda as a soldier, and it turned out to be the agenda of the oil companies and the oil families and Saudi Arabia and what have you. But I'm not even going to go down that road. If I'd have been killed over there, I was not innocent. I chose that line of work. I chose to be a mercenary, basically, when you get down to it. And these men and women are choosing to be slave catchers. They are choosing to be ticket writers. Yeah, we see some of them had a spine and the backbone to stand up and say quotas is wrong and they're forcing us and they try to push the issue. But those are the exceptions. That ain't the norm. And those officers don't get the backup of the unions and all of that because they're fighting against their own union. So the ticket writers, you chose that lot to enforce these quotas to do what they call forfeit seizures and rob the people of their, you know, the little bit of money they do have based on the communities that you target the most. So you chose to be plantation bosses and chose to do, you know, participate in this, to sit on the board of private prison corporations, engaging on the stock market in the trade of human flesh. That's what's really going on. He talking about some, we as a people need to declare that we stand with rule of law and not with the false tales of the revolutionary Marxist forces who most recently have rebranded themselves from Occupy Wall Street to Black Lives Matter. So he knows that it's white people also out in them streets. So white people, how y'all feel about this melanated man calling himself a sheriff up there in Wisconsin? Calling y'all some Marxist forces and red baiting. Yes, look up the term. It's in a code book, red baiting. Again, just people nonviolently protesting. People didn't like how Wall Street, you know, even though Occupy Wall Street didn't bring up a word about slavery, it was never abolished. And on that stock floor in there, they're trading in flesh. Geo Group stock is at what, $34 a body or whatever it is that day. But they still nonviolently protesting against, they saying the system was rigged, they got bailed out, robbed the people, and all that. And then so he's lumping off Occupy Wall Street, which was mainly white, with Black Lives Matter declaring a war on them. Talking about they breaking the law. So what, somebody, see, that's why Michael Brown got stopped, because he was crossing the street. Well, technically, crossing the street is jaywalking, but many people cross the street and jaywalk in residential neighborhoods on little small side streets every day. Little children, as a child, I played in those streets as a 11, 12-year-old, streets of Detroit, playing football, tag football, you know, where you just two-hand tag football in the streets, playing stick ball, whatever. Riding skateboards and all of that. So if people want to sit in the middle of the street or whatever, or sit on the sidewalk, and technically they're breaking the law, so give them a ticket and arrest them. He talking about killing them. That's what war is about. So don't. So I just want to point that out to white people, because I know there's a majority from scientific evidence, white people who don't empathize with black people to begin with, and if they label something Black Lives Matter, you assume everybody's black that's in support or participating in this movement. So you don't care. You automatically gonna side with this police because you know the majority of the police slave catching forces is white. So that's how you picking sides. But then Occupy Wall Street, oh, that's majority white. He called, y'all going to let that black man up there? So, wow, I take that back. He's an African-American sitting up there calling for civil war on your children and your college students and what have you. This is serious, people. Take this very serious. Apparently, we don't have a Justice Department that has any balls to prosecute public officials. Well, they do. They got Corrine Brown down there in Florida. I'm glad they got you. You was trying to duplicate the Clintons' motto of using nonprofits to money launder money to go in your pocket. The difference is you melanated. Clintons ain't. And even some of the white supremacists that really hate those Clintons, because they had a little gang wars too, and intramural rivalries among themselves. But they can't even get nothing on Clinton, or they've been out there for years. And she's skating. It's just a shame, though, that black people played in the role in helping this white supremacist escape the law. But anyway, that's what I'm saying. There's no justice out here. It ain't no pretty picture of respectability that he painting that is existing here in America for all our international listeners out there, no matter where you're tuning in from on the globe or listening to the podcast. And most of you who regularly listen to this station, y'all know people's not engaging in critical thinking. They're what he's trying to do is invoke robotic behavior that's been programmed into you since children. And you don't want children to be afraid of police, and you really do want them to be your friends, because some people believe this. They fall for the program too. That's why little children want to grow up to be cops. And then they get in there, and if they don't quit, end up quitting within 2, 3, 4, 5 years. What's the average? Somebody look that up. What's the average employment for a cop? How many of them hang in there and are able to stomach all that corruption and slave catching and all of that, you know, and never do nothing about it? Or say nothing about it. And you know what I'm saying? I know some of them have said, but not enough. Not to make a significant difference. CNN ain't going to highlight them stories. So he talking about, let me continue. I'm sorry, y'all, but this man is really disgusting to me. I really, really don't like him. And he really crossed the line, because when I was critically thinking about this again after reading the initial reports, and then, you know, just lost in my thoughts as I was doing something, as I tend to do, and that popped into my head about my daughter attending attended a Black Lives Matter. I don't know who organized the rally in Charlotte. It was probably somebody I know, with who's a Al Sharpton acolyte or something like that. What's the brother name? I can't remember his name. He went to school with my sister. He has a group called True Healing Under God Thug. It's True Healing Under God, but he calls it Thug. And he was mentored by Al Sharpton, and he's a little activist, and he, you know, is in the news often and raising, you know, issues and whatnot, raising valid issues. And so I don't want to get into, you know, the baggage that Al Sharpton carries, but his other group, you know, you got the lady in Charlotte, the one who just moved down here from New York, who's heading the NAACP chapter in Charlotte. So, you know, we don't know who's organizing, but the media automatically slaps Black Lives Matter on it, because if somebody might have a sign or two that say Black Lives Matter, or Black Lives Matter actual organizers played a role with the other groups, you know. And if it was in Dallas, guess what? The Dallas Police Department organized that march with Black Lives Matter. See, this is why this is so over the line, because he's blatantly lying to the public. Listen, y'all, I really can't stomach this man, but I'm going to read the rest. I got to. I'm going to get to the relevant parts. I'm just going to read through it, because he just really, you know, has crossed the line. The targeting of police for hate and for murder is by Black Lives Matter, and their accomplices are, in actuality, the targeting in our rule of law. Again, we ain't got no rule of law. Groups like Black Lives Matter, blessed by the progressive left, and most recently our own President Obama, need to be exposed and condemned for their true aims: revolution. Black Lives Matter organizers hold, this is again an elected official, man, they'll probably get federal grants to the sheriff's department, controlled by the executive branch. And he, President Obama, man, if you still funding, if this dude's still getting funding, for federal funding, you have no self-respect as whatever it is you classify yourself to be. None. Just like you don't have any in regards to Hillary Clinton. That woman out there was hoping for your assassination openly more than once, speaking cold to editorial board. Anyway, that they have now taken on as their costume, a false concern for Black America, only adds to their depravity. The president will not name Black Lives Matter the enemy. Instead, the White House proactively defended the revolutionary group in the most unfitting of contexts, the eulogies for fallen officers in Dallas and Texas. He has invited those who speak hate against our rule of law and police officers, in some cases the only element that stands between the violence-plagued communities and their utter destruction, into his fold. Just because you get a whole bunch of media reports from Chicago where it is documented the DEA had to deal with the Sinaloa cartel, and just because they put a couple of them in jail don't mean it ain't still ongoing, all right? But to smuggle dope to Chicago as a pipeline to other cities, it's along with guns, and then that officer in Miami being arrested for providing automatic weapons and military-grade equipment to the rivals of the ones that the DEA was helping. And this is all being dumped in these communities, and then we want to use that to paint all the 40 million melanated people. It could be far more, because a lot of people don't participate in the census, and then ignore the FBI crime statistics that show a steady decline, but when there are times of high poverty, we see spikes in certain urban areas where people have been cut off from food resources. Again, I blame y'all for that white man up the road, that old white man house getting broken into and almost beat to death, because y'all cut off a lot of these poor out of work white people off of food stamps here in this county. So I blame y'all for that. But then when we see these spikes in violence, oh, we want to use those to say, oh, look at these animals, they killing themselves. They ain't even hardly, in no sense of the word, true, and you can't document it. That's when you start playing with percentages. I know how the game is played. I'm a propagandist. I went to school. I studied your games. I studied your techniques. I studied your tactics. So I know what you're doing. The 86% of crime, violent crime committed against black people or other black people. Well, what if it was only 100, you know, attacks in a city of a million? So that's what you know what I'm saying? That's like really a very, very small percentage of people, actual people, who engaged in crime against a victim. So, you know what I'm saying? And then in my community, like I said, this where I live, there's a white boy who broke into that man's house, a white man's house up the road, and almost beat him to death. And they had blocked off the road. And you know, the white man across the street came and told me that somebody broke into the house up the road and to be watching out for people breaking in, you know. And so then I'm like hungry, so me and my daughter go to the grocery store, you know, and then we getting stopped by the police, and I asked the cop, y'all find that dude that broke in that old man's house yet? And he was like, no, we ain't caught him yet. But see, I know it was a white person. Y'all didn't caught him now. That was like months ago. So in this county, I bet you the numbers is like 86% of crime white people are committing crime against white people when they're victims. When I look at the local slammer, when I go to, you know, the gas station or whatever, I don't never buy it. I don't buy that propaganda, which seeks to portray all people as guilty before being proven innocent in court. But it's filled with white people dominating the freaking little square boxes in the, you know, the mug shots and whatnot. So don't come at me with that. You ain't interested in solving the problem. You interested in perpetuating it. I don't want to read no more from David Clark. He could not be the sheriff in this county, because he would be seeing me. He'd be seeing my cousins. He'd be seeing my uncles. He'd be seeing whatever other schoolmates, veterans, whoever you. He'd be seeing us. If he wouldn't be seeing me every day, I'd send my cousin down to his office. He would not be spewing this garbage like this freely. But he in a predominantly white state, in a predominantly white county, and he victimizes black people. So white people, the racists, I guess the majority of them are racist in Wisconsin, so they keep electing them. So it's time for, you know, I can say it's time for the federal government to step in, but they should have been stepped in and do the job. He is the one that's making it unsafe out here. He is the one that will be the cause if another cop gets killed or targeted by another veteran. Or anybody. We can point to him, and we want to play the blame game. We can say that's the cause. This man called for civil war on children, unarmed children. He told lies. He ignored police reports that they were now working with Black Lives Matter to tone down the rhetoric. Been meeting with the president behind closed doors for 2 years. They've been working on recommendations and working with the 21st Century Policing Commission, but everybody want to act like all they doing is marching and this and that, and they just a violent group and blah, 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 and them, you know, and none of it's really backed up by any evidence. But this is past the line, y'all. Didn't they get shoot some people, some Black Lives Matter people in Milwaukee? Was that Milwaukee where they were occupying the police precinct? I can't even remember that victim's name, but you know, again, Americans, we ain't gotta put a racial classification of them. It was various. Were out there, and then you had these cops, I mean, not cops, but terrorist sympathizers make YouTube video. I mean, you know, they were videotaping themselves with their cell phones, with their weapons, and putting on their ski mask and talking about what they're getting ready to go do to these black people, to these demonstrators, these den dudes, and using racist terms and military terms. And they shot 5 people. David Clark is the cause of that. Why has he not been arrested? Because we have no rule of law. Because there is anarchy. That's the whole point of the protests and demonstrations. There's no rule of law. We saw this man in Arizona, this cop body slam this elderly man from India who didn't speak English. And so instead of, you know, treating him like an elderly person who might have had dementia, because how do you treat those people, you know? They can't communicate. What if they're deaf mutes or something? And you freaking body slam this man and you paralyzed him for life, almost killed him. And a jury, this is video, and the jury acquitted him. This just happened this week, y'all, or last week. The jury acquitted him of body slamming that man and paralyzing him. The prosecutor did his job. I might have brought stronger charges, but he maybe was concerned about overcharging him. But he charged him with certain degree. You know, they got the different degrees of assault. So, you know, they charged him with assault. And a jury found this man, this cop, this slave catcher, this terrorist, this thug, this traitor, innocent, and set him loose on the street. Is that like we did countercurrent news and the cop block organizations? You can label them whatever label you want to call them. They're providing the documented evidence from United States-based local media reports, national media reports. We're sitting, getting videos from the citizens. I don't want to hear. That's war, and I always call it war. Now you know why I say I'm broadcasting from behind enemy lines, why I say it's a battlefield out there, that all of these are casualties of war. The war is being waged on black people, on poor people. It's time out for this, President Obama, man, if you need to send a strong message that we will not tolerate. Now, President Obama did say we don't need nobody with this rhetoric and coming on TV. He probably was thinking about David Clark and throwing flames on the fire. When we got, as this story I'm about to share with you, that was shared with, I follow Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, who I support that organization, who wants to end the drug war, end 21st century slavery and human trafficking, or their number one tool to put people into slavery. They shared a story that I'm getting ready to share with you. Let me find it. I got these different windows open. This is what's really been going on that's not being highlighted in the media. But, law enforcement, where is the page? Find it, Scotty. All right. We got to get to that latest Guccifer news, of course. Let me just go to law enforcement. If you're on Facebook, go to law enforcement against prohibition. This is their Brazil page. I don't want their Brazil page, because this is an international organization made up of former cops, former judges, former prison guards who have saw the error of their ways, have understood fully, like its current director, Neil Franklin, a former Maryland cop, said, you know, he was crying on stage about when he really realized what he had been doing. His words to my people. As a slave catcher on that drug war, man, I'm having trouble locating it. Give me just a second. Second Amendment, okay. Slavery in Colonial Georgia. No, that's just some research. Let me see if I saved it to my bookmark. But while I look for that, I can tell you the story. There was a protest that Black Lives Matter had scheduled. Again, man, they schedule these things because, okay, I found it. It is in my bookmarks. They schedule these things. These are not, you know, lawlessness out in the streets. People apply for permits. They give an estimate of how many people may turn out, even though they can't control that or whatnot. But, and then police security is assigned to it, and y'all should be thanking them for the overtime you've been getting. But there was a Black Lives Matter protest that was changed to a cookout with police. This came from Merced Sunstar.com. Never heard of this website. Looks like a little local or independent blog. But let me just read it to you. It says that Wichita police officer Chad Ditch plays basketball with Carlos Hernandez during the Black Lives Matter barbecue at McAdams Park on Sunday evening, July 17, 2016. Manning De Los Santos, Wichita Eagle. So this is the Wichita Eagle. All right. What was originally planned as a protest march turned into a cookout where Wichita police and a diverse group of residents broke bread together. The Wichita Eagle reports that organizers of the protest met with Police Chief Gordon Ramsey for several hours, ending with an agreement for the cookout, which took place Sunday at a city park. Several Wichita police officers took part. All of them should have been there. Just like if it had been a quote-unquote so-called riot and you would have deployed them, all of them should have been ordered to go. And we could chalk it up to empathy training. Because I actually think it's a good idea when I critically thought about it. Because I know Black Lives Matter, people are going to claim this is more evidence of collusion between the state and Black Lives Matter is under the control of white supremacy and all this and that. But this is actual a way to eliminate casualties on the battlefields that are often in our communities. This is a way to stop that. They don't test these cops for empathy, so maybe they can train them to have some empathy. And what a better way than to have a citywide cookout, and the city should even pay for it. Take it out the police budget. They get millions of dollars from the federal government. So it's sad that only several Wichita token F, you know, but, you know, the idea is a good one. So let me hold reserve, you know, my criticism, even though it's valid. But every last one of them should have been there, except for those needed to man the communications back at the department or, you know, that's not out there in the field. Everybody should have been there. I don't know how big Wichita is, but no, this is Wichita, Kansas. This is where this happened. And that's where my abolitionist friend was born, Johanna and Elijah. This is where I believe where we had some civil wars concerning slavery, I think John Brown and his sons got down with, and with those who would keep people in chains. So, but you know, this would be a good empathy training. And then poor people get to eat too, and they wouldn't be breaking in people's houses and almost beating the elderly to death because they hungry. And you didn't cut them off of the SNAP programs, you know, all these SNAPs. How many SNAP cuts have there been since Obama's been president? He always has come to an agreement or compromise when it comes to people and their food and what the Republicans damn want. And people are crime is a result of it. But yeah, I think that's a good exercise. I wonder who suggested it. But this is the reality of what is going on. Again, the Dallas police chief said they planned out the march with BLM. These people are applying for permits. They trying to be law-abiding and do it the right way and the way they read in the civics class and what have you. And then at the risk of being called a bunch of sellouts and agents and all of that, they even agreed to let's not have a protest. Let's have a cookout. Let's feed people and talk about the issues. And then hopefully the grown-ups, the other officers that took place, Police Chief Ramsey should have been there, and all the top officers should have been there. And the meeting with the organizers and the representatives of the people in that area, sitting down off to the side, having a serious conversation about racism, white supremacy, and slave catching in that community. And both sides listen to both concerns, whether they are valid concerns or not, and let there be an exchange of information. So this is and if it was a bunch of officers out there, instead of being out there in riot damn shields and helmets and on top of tanks and stuff like that, if they was on basketball courts, volleyball courts, on, you know what I'm saying, serving people freaking food,
That would be some great empathy training for both sides. Seemed logical to me, but who am I? But a man with an opinion who's not afraid to express it. I do need to go ahead and close out this show. I think I've made my point, but I know I did. I linked to the article about Guccifer 2.0 releasing more documents that he hacked into the DNC servers. We do got a call. Let's see if the caller has a better audio now. Area code 561, go ahead with your question and comment. Hey, Brother Sin, we cannot hear you, man, at all.
Oh, man.
You whenever you call in, you can't have us on speaker, bro.
Can you hear me better now?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yes, I can. Sorry about that. Yeah, man, I was listening, you know, of course, listening to the commentary. I want to ask you a question. Did you, and I apologize if you spoke about it and I didn't hear it, but did you see the, in North Carolina, I forget which county it was, I had to look at my phone again, but the KKK, the white knights of the KKK, I guess in that area, it's a 336 area code, they made flyers, and it was two days ago, they made flyers, pretty much what the flyer said was what David Clark said, you know, the niggers are getting they're getting back in their ape ways, they're trying to rape our women, white men stand up and take up arms against this, and it also said that any black person caught looking at a white woman, back to what, you know, Frances Cresswell's mother Wilson was talking about the fear of black men raping white women, propagated fear, saying that they would be killed. You know, it didn't say in the manner of Emmett Till, but somebody made a comparison to that about the same things that they were doing then and talking about then. They just did it 2 days ago, 2016. And I wanted to ask you, it wasn't in Gaffin County, but it was in a county in North Carolina, and I forget which county. But I wanted to ask you.
It's probably one of those counties closer to the Virginia border. But I wouldn't be surprised because they had a little, you know, flag rally here in this county after Dylann Roof and the flag came down in South Carolina and whatnot. But I don't care about that. Them fools can go out there with them Confederate flags. And I'm going to have to mute you when I'm speaking because I'm getting feedback. But them fools can go rally around the flag all they want to as long as they nonviolent about it. I ain't got a problem with it. But when they threaten, when they shoot, when they chase our children or us or our elderly or something like that, then I just refer people to the book that I thought was a very good suggestion of what black people used to do to protect themselves called We Will Shoot Back. Also, to keep it local to North Carolina, Robert F. Williams, Negroes with Guns, the Black Guard, which had an NRA charter. A lot of people don't know that. Yeah, the NRA played the racist card and all of that, but we put them on the spot. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I'm not against guns and all this and that, and I'm not with them people who think that we should disarm ourselves in a time of war when we got people like David Clark openly calling for violence against your children. And then, I mean, this ain't the first time when he said that Black Lives Matter was scum, and if they come to your community, push them out your community. He said that about 6, 7, 8, 9, a year ago. I'm not sure particularly. I know it's in our archives and probably played the video. But, I mean, how that's calling for violence. Push. You had to push somebody out your community. You got to put hands on them unless you shooting at them. That's a threat. Now he's saying it's a civil war and we got these races. Because these races down here, these Confederates, they'll point out to you that they had melanated people serving as Confederate soldiers too. And that's not a lie. So you, David Clark, can get it just like the racist white supremacists. I am not, your melanin is not my kryptonite. I am not going to hesitate. If you come to attack my children or attack my community or anybody like you, your melanin is not going to cause me to be paralyzed. Now, let me stay codified. I'm not surprised. They the ones in North Carolina, that particular group is the one that went to South Carolina, got the permit, right, to have the little demonstration in protest of taking down the flag. All them police is out there protecting them, and these dudes acting like the little uneducated, just racist, you know, animals that there can be, terrorists, man, and they out there acting like monkeys, and you know what I'm saying, just real childish, immature, like they got arrested development in certain activity areas or something, or how they act, you know, certain one. I mean, I grew up around these people, so you know, I have my own classifications for them. It's subsets of them, like Representative King was saying on CNN last night, trying to talk about what have these subgroups contributed to America or Western culture or this. And the nigga, please, I'm sorry, but ignorance, that's how I apply the N-word, is to ignorance. But I know about the black soldiers in the Revolutionary War, that once General Washington lifted the racist ban he had in place after he done lost 6 straight battles with the British. Oh, we need these black folks, these black guns now, because black guns matter. Shout out to that brother that's running community gun education awareness program that was on Time for Awakening Sunday. Black guns matter. Black guns mattered to George Washington. He thought they didn't, but they did. And then they won the last 3 battles, and now then the racists like him snuck off and rode up, you know, the Constitution and practicing racism, and black people wasn't allowed to vote whether they were free or slave. Probably didn't even get them enslaved Africans their freedom after they fought for you. This is how devious these people are, man. So I know the history, man. You know, can't nobody come at me. I'm sorry. Can't nobody come at me with this, God bless America and all that kind of stuff. I know the history. I'm more American than probably 96% of people on this continent through bloodline. So, but go ahead, Sin. I don't mean to go on these rants, but unless you can tell, this man got me angry.
I love to hear you rant. I love to hear you snap. You know why? Because it's not incoherent. It's not just you babbling. You talking about real facts. Furthermore, you putting the motion behind real facts, which is what we need. A lot of, in our communities, a lot of gossiping and what we need to do and what's going on. That's the emotion. Ain't no facts behind it because we ain't doing enough studying. So you don't got, you already know, you don't have to apologize for anything. I love it. This is what we need. And furthermore, you know, I've been paying attention to everything. I don't know if you recall a couple podcasts, I think, into Black Talk Radio news, Black Talk News. And I was saying that, you know, my generation, this generation right here, my generation that are adults, this is where they have the problem. This is what they tried to stop. You see it happening before you with these attacks on, like you say, I don't condone them. I do not condone violence against, you know, just by just killing people. I can't condone that. I could be down with it as far as protection and stuff like that, but I don't condone it like that. But you see what my generation, excuse my language, I like to refer to my generation as the FDs, P. Crackers generation, because that's what we grew up hearing. That's what we grew up feeling, and the only reason that we refrained from that or backed down from that was to get jobs, was to finish school, was to try and be a good father, was to try and fit in the church. Now that we've been excluded, we're older, we've been excluded by those things, by felonies, by being degraded in society and all that other stuff. We don't got nothing left. We went, you see those guys went off and served, and they came back and they see, you know what I mean? It's nothing changed. These, they still P.A. Crocker. They are still that. They won't change no matter how much you try and fit in. So in my eyes, that's what you're seeing happening now. And it's going to be, to me, again, in my eyes, it's going to be more of this. It's going to be more attacks on specifically police.
Yeah, because you got people like David Clark declaring war on people, on children.
Right. And you got people like you letting us know, because I don't watch the news. We don't got too many TVs. We have the TVs in our house, but I don't subscribe to cable. We don't watch TV like that. We watch movies, if anything. So we don't see the news like that unless I go.
I watch it so you don't have to. I watch it in reports so you don't have to.
That's right. That's right, and that's another thing about it. Trusting your commentary, trusting your media skills. But you know, I see these things happening, and I've been calling them out, and it's gonna be more attacks. People can crucify me for this. There are gonna be more attacks on officers because officers represent, in our eyes, what is wrong with this country. It's not the basis of it. It's an arm of enforcement of what's wrong. But in our eyes, they the ones enforcing it, so them the ones got to pay. And you see all that, like you say, with David Clark saying these things. You got other ones saying these things, too. It means nothing. Because in the grand scheme of things, you boosting up your people, you know, you boosting up white people to take arms and the Ku Klux Klan and all that other stuff. It means nothing. Our numbers are misconstrued, Scotty. We are a force in this country. And though we've been pushed down, you see it, man. These guys from the military, these guys from the streets, and everybody in between, they doing something. So I just wanted to let you know that, brother. I thank you for this news. You bring it to me, and this is the only person to get my news from. And also, don't never apologize for snapping. You are well within your rights. And I've been, like I said, I appreciate it, Scott. I gotta go check out. But man, you have a good day.
You too, and be safe behind these enemy lines. All right.
Q&A queue is cleared.
We got Tando Radio Show coming up at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern time. I'm actually multitasking right now as I publish that promo for the show. That if you are subscribed to BlackTalkRadioNetwork.com as a subscriber, on the right hand side of any page on the website, you should see, except for the program profile pages, but you should see on the front page a little box where you can subscribe by email to all the content, not just the content you hear over these airways, but some of the other media producers who have their own radio stations and publish their podcasts on BlackTalkRadioNetwork.com. So you get all that delivered to your email. So today, the topic for Tando is part two, No Two Tigers. Yesterday, they were talking about how the Chinese and the Russians, but primarily the Chinese Russians, have been studying the United States militarily, economically, and all these different people activity areas, and how they were able to use those tools to their advantage, and by studying, you know, what the United States was doing and identifying weaknesses and stuff like that. So I guess he will be having part two of that. So I do, since I do produce so many of the programs as a technical producer, I do need to go ahead and end Black Talk Radio News. But again, check out the story about Hillary Clinton, the DNC, the Guccifer 2, the hacker who the DNC is saying the Russians did it. But no, this is just a guy in Europe who was a hacker. This is the second guy. They ain't caught him yet. But he got more documents that show the DNC rigged the nomination process for the Democratic presidential nomination. And CNN had writers. I don't want to indict everyone that works there, but there was a writer. Oh, I'm sorry. It was a piece that was written by a Clinton super PAC, a lobbyist for a Clinton super PAC, an article published on CNN, published under the art of the byline of the Atlanta mayor, Kasim something, I'm not sure, whoever the Atlanta mayor was, and published this article for Hillary Clinton, favoring Hillary Clinton, and like she is the one who gets it or whatever the propaganda they was pushing, that he did not write it. Because, see, they jumping on the Trump woman, Mrs. Trump now, which they should be for, or whoever her speech writers were. But if I was Donald Trump, I would have never let her open her mouth, man, with that kind of accent, just the optics of it, man, not to discriminate against anybody. But I know in the real world, in politics, how people, man, how did she even get a speaking part? He know he only married her as a trophy wife, so she should just stand on the stage behind him and look pretty. And I ain't trying to be sexist or nothing, but when she opened her mouth and then she's plagiarizing a speech that Michelle Obama gave, I don't know who wrote these speeches, but they sound pretty similar to me, you know. So the DNC, you know, was working with CNN to tilt it in the favor with not demanding. You know, even CNN and the other media outlets were not even reporting that a super PAC published this article under the Atlanta mayor's name. I don't know if they paid him to use his name. I don't know nothing about that, so don't jump to conclusions about him. They do a lot of stuff without black people permission, so I don't know. But The Intercept, Glenn Greenwald and the other journalists, they published that, man. And the DNC played along with it and was pushing false art talking points favoring Clinton. And their bylaws and rules say they not supposed to do that. And all these people donated hundreds of millions of dollars, and some of them have sued to get their money back because it was rigged. They were defrauded. And more of you should sue. So check that story out. Again, talk about law and order. There is none. There's only chaos behind these enemy lines. There's anarchy by the people who are calling themselves so-called in charge. So y'all check out Tando Radio Show coming up at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. I'm going to leave you with some message music from my brother Sincere Noquari. Check him out at SincereNoquari.com. He's working on a new project, I heard from him. Also consider, if you think getting truthful information is important, if you think that your media sources not lying to you matters, if you think, since radio is racially classified and people are looking to hear from people that look like them, but anyone obviously can tune in, but if you think black radio stations should matter, because I would have to say for the stations that's out there now, they have not mattered under corporate control, contributing to the problem. But if you are interested in establishing a digital network of unfiltered, uncensored, uncorporatized, unbought, unsold media for the people, then please consider donating to our crowdfunding Black Media campaign to do exactly that. Black Talk Radio Network and all the wonderful hosts that participate on this station or have established their own stations or are podcasters on the network, we can't do it by ourselves. It's too many of them. We have to tell people about the platforms we have and build more and make it local to the people, so you can get down like that, you know, on a local level. All right, so y'all, again, recognize the fact you live behind enemy lines. You got a man up there in Wisconsin calling for the killing of children, telling us there's a civil war, that these nonviolent protesters who have been, whose leadership has been meeting with the President of the United States and police chiefs and other people, other cops, for over 2 years, trying to solve the problem and not be a part of the problem, or at least talking about it, you know, whether they coming to the table, you know, with sincere intentions or not. But then this man want to blame those people who have on for record have done nothing but promote nonviolence for him to call for violence against them. And then we got these Dylan Roofs. We got these KKKs and these organized terrorists who also are subsidized by the federal government because they're allowed to have nonprofit status. That's why President Obama was talking about exposing those who donate to them. So that's sanctioning terrorism. Again, what's rule of law? What is the rule of law? Who gets to decide who's terrorists? And who gets to decide who engages in counterterrorism? Too much hypocrisy going on, and I'm tired of it, man. I don't want to see this death, destruction that is going on. So the only way it's going to stop is to end the war. Like I say on New Abolitionist Radio from time to time, let's end slavery. And it just may take a civil war to end slavery. But let the record show that it is David Clark who called for it. And everybody else enabled him who did not stand against him. So if a civil war does break out, because people have been preparing, let's make sure we end slavery for real on the other side and establish a nation based on justice and not racism. I'm out. Peace and blessings to all.